For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Ladies, here's wonderful wash day news. Today, there's an amazing new Oxidol that brings you everything you ever wanted in laundry suds. New Oxidol washes clothes sparkling white and clean, gives you deep clean washes with just one rinse. And you women who want to save rinsing work and time, listen. With just one rinse, new Oxidol washes your clothes cleaner of graying dirt than any no-rinse suds. Deep clean. Gloriously white and bright, beautifully soft and fluffy, wonderfully fresh and sweet-smelling. In fact, with just one rinse, new Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any leading soap with two rinses. Clothes look clean, feel clean, even smell clean with this amazing new Oxidol. Now, here's why Oxidol gives such thrilling results and saves rinsing work in the bargain. It reaches deep down into fibers, loosens dirt, and thanks to Oxidol's amazing ingredients, holds the dirt in the water. All you do is rinse your clothes once, and they're sparkling clean. Yes, actually cleaner of dulling film than any leading soap with two rinses. So next wash day, discover this amazing new Oxidol in the same familiar package. The Wonder Suds that washes clothes deep clean with just one rinse. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, how are things in Rushville Center? Ma's beloved girl, Faye, is back from New York and seems to be caught up again in her familiar household routine. And Ma's young friend, Tom Wells, is definitely recovering from his siege of illness. And thanks to Ma's efforts, still has that job open for him at Al's Diner. But what's going on beneath the surface? Is Faye still in love with Spencer Grayson? And is Tom concealing something about Spencer? Something the Perkins family ought to know? Well, right now, it's late in the afternoon, and Faye is hurrying home from a last-minute errand at the store when she meets an old friend. Listen.
Faye, wait a minute. Faye Perkins.
My gracious goddess. Hello, you bum. This is wonderful.
Faye Perkins Henderson. And she calls me a bum. Why didn't you phone me?
I've only been home 2 days.
Well, I've only been home one day. I went with Dad on one of his business trips. A banker's convention, no less.
What fun.
Sure. Hi-ho silver and gold. Oh, Glory, this town's been dull without you. I never knew I counted on you for excitement.
Oh, I'm sure you don't.
Well, I don't know. I must be getting hard up. Or maybe it's the influx of beaux you've been having lately.
Me? All my beaux have been on the outflux.
Well, they don't get very far out with you chasing right after them to New York.
Well, that's a nice way to put it. I'll have you know I was invited to New York.
Oh. Well, how was the glittering den of iniquity, you lucky gal?
Glittering as all get out. Oh, come on, Gladys, walk away with me, can you? I've got to get these groceries back to the house, but we can talk as we go along.
I'm disappointed in you, Faye. Walking. I expected to see you driving a golden carriage with four white horses.
Oh, sure, at least.
Well, what happened with the Cadillac? Turned into a pumpkin at midnight?
The Cadillac's in New York with Spencer Grayson.
And why aren't you in New York with Spencer Grayson?
Well, on account of I thought it would be nice to drop in and say hello to my mother and my little girl, on account of I happened to live with them. Remember?
Oh, don't tell me Cinderella's gone back to the hearth and the broom.
Who's this Cinderella? Never heard of the lady.
Well, she was no lady. She put on a big act of being modest and shy. But when it came to a showdown, she hit Prince Charming over the head with a glass slipper, and she got him.
Lucky Cinderella.
No, that wasn't luck. It was enterprise. Can I lend you a glass slipper?
No, thank you. You see, I haven't come to a showdown.
Haven't you?
Nope.
Well, as a matter of fact, if I had a glass slipper, I'd probably use it myself.
No scruples.
No glass slipper.
And who would you use it on, pray tell?
Well, Spencer Grayson, if I had half a chance. But I don't, and you do. That's how it goes. Little Faye scores again. Nobody wants this wallflower.
Wallflower? Gladys Pendleton? Like wild orchids in the moonlight.
Well, thanks for the wild, dear.
Oh, Gladys, you do like him, don't you? I mean, you approve of Spencer?
He's just exactly what I choose.
For yourself or for me?
For anybody who could get within shooting distance. He's on the up, darling. He's going to be a big huckster someday.
What do you mean, a big huckster?
Well, you know. You've just seen him in his native haunt. He's one of the Madison Avenue boys.
No, I don't know. What's Madison Avenue got to do with a person's character? I suspect you're being nasty, Miss Pendleton.
You don't recognize a compliment when you hear it. But I'll bet Spencer would. Seriously, honey, you'd have to go a long way to beat Spencer. He's the most attractive man who's come your way in a long time. I hope you'll grab him. I hope you've grabbed him already.
Oh, why do we always have to think in terms of grabbing?
Because we're women, dear. It's a kind of occupational hazard. After all, our occupation is finding a husband, making a home.
But that should be a sweet and good thing, not a tense, cutthroat battle.
I know, dear, I know. Commonly referred to as the war between the sexes. Man resists, woman persists.
Hey, look out for that car!
Heavenly day. Rushville Center's getting traffic. There's hope for the old town yet.
Oh, I think it's a wonderful town. I love every brick and cobblestone. I love the lights behind those curtained windows. I love the funny lampposts on the corners. And the sudden turn in the road where the lampposts end.
Well, I wanted to hear you talk about love, but I can't say I would have picked Rushville Center for the subject.
Oh, let's face it, I'm a small-town girl.
And Spencer's a big-town boy, and never the twain shall meet, is that it?
But we have met.
And your heart begins to turn somersaults without paying the least attention to whether it's in the city or the country.
Gladys, don't you honestly see any reason why Spencer and I couldn't be happy together?
Not at all. I'm quite sure it won't matter what penthouse you live in, as long as you have a complete set of pots and pans in your kitchen. I promise you, I'll send them to you for a wedding present.
You make it sound simple, but
I know. The other fellow's problem is always so simple. Well, I wouldn't have any trouble at all if I were you. You want to talk about it?
Yes. Oh, yes, but
you're all choked up, Faye. You need to talk. Get it off your chest.
Gladys, dearest, I know. But
but not to me. Honey, I understand. But you know who you can talk to, don't you?
And now our scene changes. It's later. Faye and Ma have had an early supper with Paulette. And now, after the dishes are done, about 8 in the evening, Joseph has just come in, and he and Faye are chatting in the parlor. Listen.
Well, it's like old times with you back home, Faye. And there's a light in Ma's eyes the last couple of days. Maybe you haven't noticed it, but it's there for everyone to see.
No, I believe that light in Ma's eyes is for somebody else, Joe. Ma seems to have made a friend in my absence.
Oh, you mean Tom Wells? Mm. Heck, we all like Tom.
You do? You too, Joe?
Sure. Why not?
Oh, I don't know. I've hardly spoken to Tom, but he certainly didn't impress me with his behavior to Spencer.
Could anyone impress you with Spencer Grayson around?
As I was saying, Ma visited Tom today, and I gather he deigned to be in good spirits, so Ma's pleased.
Pussycat, where have you been?
I do sound catty. Thanks, Joe.
Oh, don't mention it. Always happy to trim a lady's claws.
And truly, I'm as glad to be home as Ma's to have me here. It's so pleasant again, doing the things I like to do. Setting the table and marketing, cooking, playing with Paulette. Oh, yes, it's good to be home.
Sounds like you've been gone for years and years instead of for just a couple of weeks.
One ages rapidly in New York.
Yeah.
Oh, Joe, Well, here's Ma coming downstairs.
I found that thread in the bottom drawer, Faith. Just where... Oh, Joseph has come back. How nice.
And just for a few minutes, Ma. Mostly in hopes of stealing Faye.
Stealing her? Man.
Oh, here, Ma, I got your favorite chair. Sit here with yourself.
Oh, huh? That's all right, dear. You keep the rocker. I'd rather sit by this lamp.
All right. I hear you've been having a busy day, Ma. Paying sick calls.
It is a good day. Tom is feeling ever so much better. He talked, more sprightly.
You're doing him good, Ma. There's no question.
The family which is doing him good. Folks need to know that people are caring about them.
Will you both excuse me? I'm a little tired.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't run away. I came here for the special purpose of taking you out to the movies tonight.
No, not tonight. Thanks so much, Joe.
All right. I know when I'm jilted. I'll just run along myself. You're not going to do me out of a movie. You want to come, Ma?
No, thanks, Joseph, dear. Faye and I both come some other time.
Thanks, Joe. You do understand.
Yeah, there's two things I understand. Women and horses. You can't drive either of them. Good night, you two.
Good night, Joe.
Good night, Josephine.
Oh, Ma, was I horrid?
Of course not, dear. You do look tired.
But I'm not tired. Not the least bit tired. And I do love Joe. Only I had to be with you tonight, Ma. Just you. Oh, Ma, I'm going to have to talk to you.
Why, yes, child, of course.
Maybe you can tell me what's the matter with me.
What's the matter with you, dear?
I want to know why, Ma. Why did things go so badly in New York?
Folks, here's your chance to get some wonderful flower seeds for practically nothing. If you act now, you can get 8 packages of Ma Perkins' famous flower seeds worth 90 cents for only 10 cents and 1 Oxidol box top. Now think of it. A 90-cent flower seed value for only 10 cents and 1 Oxidol box top. And the 8 varieties include mixed petunias, giant mixed cosmos, and harmony marigold, those exotic deep-colored flowers with beautiful gold centers, and dwarf hybrid dahlias, sweet alyssum, giant zinnias, Shirley mixed poppies, and mixed bachelor buttons. Yes, 8 packages of our own Ma Perkins' favorite flower seeds. Enough for a whole flower garden. All for only 10 cents and 1 Oxidol box top. So don't delay. Get these wonderful flower seeds before the supply is gone. Just send 10 cents and 1 Oxidol box top with your name and address to Ma Perkins, Cincinnati 1, Ohio. I'll repeat. Just send 10 cents and 1 Oxidol box top with your name and address to Ma Perkins, Cincinnati 1, Ohio. Do it today. Well, at last, Faye comes to Ma and she says, why did things go so badly in New York? Does this mean our hoped-for romance between Faye and Spencer has failed completely? What could have happened to make Faye sound so hurt? Well, we'll learn more on Monday. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again Monday to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station. For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new deep cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.